Here's something we'd like you to hear. You might recognize that's Henry Mancini's Pink Panther theme, a unique version, you'd probably agree. Those musicians are from Pakistan, and Pierre's Philip Reeves went to meet them in the city of Lahore to find out more about their story.
This city street looks like any other in Pakistan, but it doesn't quite sound the same. Hear that? Wafting along the street, past the tea stalls and rickshaws and grimy car repair shops, is a sound that folk here have begun to forget. An orchestra is in rehearsal. The musicians in this studio are all men. Most are old enough to be grandfathers. Their skills were going out of fashion in Pakistan. Now they're winning applause worldwide. A few decades back, Lahore had a booming movie industry, known inevitably as Lollywood. Akhil Anwar, a violinist in his 70s, used to play in Lollywood soundtracks.
This was like a magic age that fell apart. It was such an excellent time. I never thought it would end.
South Asian movies are all about music. For many years, they kept Lahore's session musicians pretty busy. Music producer Mushtaq Sufi remembers the Lollywood musicians were a kind of class apart.
In Punjab, here in Pakistan, music is usually practiced by traditional musicians' families. They inherit it, they learn it from their parents, and then transmit to the next generation.
Things started to go wrong in the late 70s. General Zia-ul-Haq seized power in a coup, ushering in a period of religious conservatism in Pakistan that lingers to this day. Movie theatres began to shut down. Lollywood went into decline. Ghulam Abbas played cello in the movies. When the work dried up, he packed away his instrument and broke with tradition by deciding not to teach his children how to play.
When I left this work, I was very sad. I thought about how I'd worked hard and invested 25 to 30 years in my music.
Abbas started up a garment stall, but struggled to get by. Now Abbas is soaring away at the cello again, though some of the music isn't exactly what he's used to. Recognize that? We'll get back to that in a minute. The reason Abbas is playing again is because of a music-mad millionaire. Izzat Majid made his money overseas in finance. He was born in Lahore in 1950, remembers Lollywood's heyday, and greatly admires its musicians.
You know, it was a brotherhood of great musicians. I call them great because they are great. And they lost it. They lost the avenue, they lost the money, they lost the creativity.
Majid decided to rekindle that creativity by building a new studio complex in Lahore and reuniting these men to form the Satchal Studios Orchestra. He teamed up with the music producer Mushtaq Sufi, an old friend. Sufi remembers the first day the musicians played together.
They were delighted, and we were delighted too, because we thought the music is dead, but when we met them, we realized it's not really dead.
Izzat Majid, the millionaire, says he's driven by a lifelong passion for music, especially traditional Pakistani music, and also jazz.
You can have Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, Brubeck, Quincy. I can go on and on.
When he was only 8, Majid was taken by his dad to see Dave Brubeck perform in Lahore. Brubeck's version of the classic Take Five seems to have made a big impression on the city.
Take Five was a big hit in Lahore in the 60s. And nobody knew what it was. It was just the melody and the whole thing, and it was just a phenomenal and fantastic piece of music.
Lahore was different back then.
Even the tea boys, the tea pots and tea shacks had put it on.
So you were hearing it in the street?
First time I heard it in the street. Coming out of a shop, I don't know what it was, a tea store or whatever, but it came out of a shop.
Majid decided a couple of years ago that the orchestra should have a crack at Take Five. Their version has a South Asian twist. Majid posted it on the internet and it went viral. Brubeck, who was still alive at the time, sent him a note saying how much he loved it. It's not easy running an orchestra in Pakistan. Some skills do seem to have vanished, says Majid.
I can't find a single piano player in Lahore, maybe in Pakistan, a real piano player. People come and say, oh, I can play, but you can play atrociously. They don't know what it is, what a piano is. There's no brass left. Brass is dead.
When the Satchel musicians go on international tour to, say, London or New York, they hook up with outside musicians, including some big names, among them Wynton Marsalis. The studio orchestra is now firmly on the map. It recently released its second album, containing some more Brubeck and some Western classics. All with an Eastern flavour. The weird thing is that while the old Lollywood session men are now winning plaudits abroad, no one back home really knows or cares much about them, says Mushtaq Sufi.
Music has to be recognized, and there's no patronage for music in Pakistan. That is why people are upset, musicians are upset. If you sing, if you are a singer, a vocalist, you get kind of a fame and name and money. But if you are musicians, a pure musicians, people don't bother much about you.
The only people who do bother about you tend to be the religious extremists, like the Taliban. Cellist Ghulam Abbas again.
It is very difficult for musicians. Music is considered forbidden because it is un-Islamic. Yet the same people think it is acceptable to kill people.
Be that as it may, Abbas says he's not planning to give up his cello again. Philip Reeves, NPR News.